I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. U.S. headlines centered around justice and the Boston Marathon bombing this week. When news broke of the suspect's ties to Chechnya, one ministry took note. Slavic Gospel Association's Joel Griffith says separatists are often tied to Islamic radicals in the Muslim-dominated Chechnya. SGA supports pastors who brave these dangers to share Christ's love in the region.
The gospel is going forth there discreetly. The gospel is changing lives. But it's a very, very dangerous place for Christians to work.
Visit missionnetworknews.org for more details and ask God to make himself real to those who've been affected by the bombing in Boston and pray for gospel opportunities. Next, the quake in China this week could force a change in plans next month. Bibles for China's Barry Werner says a team of people were hoping to go to the region to hand out Bibles legally.
We didn't have actual confirmation that we could go into the area, but we'd requested it, and almost always you can get into the areas you request if you've been there in the past. I'm not exactly sure how it'll affect the distribution, but my best guess is that we probably will not get into the area.
This trip, they could have more people than Bibles. While you may not be able to go this time, you can sponsor 40 Bibles with $100. We'll connect you at missionnetworknews.org. And Earth Day was this week. Did you know? Food for the Hungry is staying green by using solar panels to help children further their education. A school in Burundi is using the solar panels to light up the school so that the children can have extra time to study their notes. The school's already noticed an extreme difference in performance from last quarter. Pray that the gospel would be shared with the children while they come to study. Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Join the MNN Facebook force. Just search for Mission Network News, and when you join us, you'll get regular behind-the-scenes messages, special reports, and you'll be the first to hear about special offers. Links to Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter can be found at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.